I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update.
Today, America and the world, in my view, lost a remarkable leader. He was a statesman and humanitarian.
Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer who won the presidency in the wake of the Watergate scandal and Vietnam War, and then redefined life after the White House as a global humanitarian, has died. He was 100 years old. VOA's Kane Fairbaugh.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear.
When Jimmy Carter took the oath of office on January 20th, 1977, he promised a government as good as its people.
There can be no nobler nor more ambitious task for America to undertake on this day of a new beginning than to help shape a just and peaceful world.
A world he continued to shape beyond his single term in the White House, becoming a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, heading the global nonprofit, the Carter Center. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
South Korean officials said Monday they will conduct safety inspections as they struggle to determine what caused a plane crash that killed 179 people on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.
The transport ministry said it would inspect all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated in South Korea and look closely into its maintenance management systems.
The jetliner skidded off the runway, slammed into a concrete fence, and burst into flames after its landing gear apparently failed to deploy. A court warrant to detain impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been requested as the investigation of whether his short-lived martial law decree amounted to rebellion.